The rank of Ihsan, the method to attain Ihsan, the method that has been explained, the best way to do that is muraqabah, meditation. In other words, inside your heart, Allah's dhikr, remembrance, do it in such a way that just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is looking at us, you should have that feeling. And then, it should not be, if you don't have that, then it should definitely be, you should have definitely this feeling when you do muraqabah, as if you are seeing Allah. But if you can't attain that, then at least feel that Allah is watching you, us. And this is the rank of ihsan, and it's essential on every mu'min that he attains this feeling. This is the root of yaqeen, certainty for carrying out righteous deeds. Without this, the individual will not attain sincerity. So to attain this station and rank of ihsan, alhamdulillah, we do muraqabat, so that it's a cure, it's a treatment, it's a massive treatment, is muraqabah. So the method to do it is this, that you close your eyes and you focus towards your heart, and without saying anything verbally, from a sheikh, you learn this dhikr. If you've learned qalbi dhikr, then that dhikr, repeat it, close your eyes. And if you are using tasbih, then with every bead, say to your heart, Allah, Allah, focus your heart towards Allah with every bead. This, using the tasbih, is not fard, it's not compulsory, it's not wajib, rather it's a cure, a treatment. And any action that is done based on treatment as a cure, then the pious predecessors state, it is not bidah. Rather, it is not innovation, rather it's jais as a treatment, as a cure. But if you think it's lazim and it's essential fard, then it becomes bidah, innovation. So the pious predecessors, all the tariqah, methodology that they have taught so that you attain the rank and status of ihsan, they are all cure and treatment. They're not fard, they're not wajib, compulsory. So if you've adopted, one sheikh will have adopted a certain method, another sheikh will have adopted another method. Just like for the physical sicknesses, we go for cure. Somebody gives some medicine or capsule or different medicines every day according to the days and the age and era. Different sicknesses are coming out in the world and different medicines are being, there's innovation. Same way, spiritually, every day there are different spiritual diseases, internal, 50 years ago from today, the internal batini sicknesses, there weren't that many, but always now in our pockets, the phone is present. And now more fitnas will come in the time to come. So Allah's karam azim, great generosity, that just like for the body, when you are sick, Allah gives us different medicines with time, the inventions come. We take the cure, same way. Spiritual, internal sicknesses, to cure them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His walis, His friends, Allah keeps sending them to the world, the righteous, pious walis, and they, after they do assessment, research, they also come out with the spiritual treatment and cure, and they eliminate and allow their students to get rid of the internal sicknesses. So hopefully you've understood. So the cure in the Naqshbandi order is for the batini internal sicknesses. So the pious predecessors have also given us the method of using the tasbih, rosary bead, doing muraqabah, and all the sabak lessons that are given to you, the asbak, the lessons, they are all a cure. If somebody asks you, show me in the hadith, why should you do this? Where is it written in the Quran? Then ask them, tell me in the Quran, where is it written that take Panadol when you've got a headache? Yeah? Where is it written in the Quran that take this antibiotic when you've got a disease? Oh, no, it's a treatment cure. So this is a cure as well? When do we say that this is fard or it's wajib? It's a cure. It's a treatment. And you get the benefit from it, alhamdulillah. It's not a new thing. It's not innovation. Innovation is that thing that you make it deen, religion. This tasbih, if I say that you must do this, that I'm getting thawab reward. If I don't do it, I'll get sin. That is bidah, innovation. Do you understand the point here, what I'm saying? Yes, I'm trying to explain to you that tomorrow, you know, we are in the era of fitna, and people will go against you, criticize, why is it jais to use this tasbih? Where is it written in the Quran? Where is it written in the hadith? So obviously, as a treatment, cure, everything's permissible. It's not deen, it's not fard. If we don't do it, there's no sin on us. There's no loss. So how can there be? Alhamdulillah, we are grateful to Allah has given us the cure. Yes, and we're taking the benefit. Just when you use the tasbih, rosary bead, then your ruh, your spirit becomes enlightened. This is the Naqshbandi order. The Mashaikh, Honorable Mashaikh, they have taught us this method. And then the Chishtiya order, they've got a different method. And they have Pas and Faz, they have their method, Pas and Faz in Chishti order. And they do Jahir, loud dhikr, they have that method. They say they benefit from Jahir, loud dhikr, that's the benefit of the Naqshbandi order. Says that we get benefit from silence, doing dhikr in silence. So it's a difference, isn't it? So whoever the treatment is suited to more, you should take that treatment, that cure. It's not by force. You can do loud dhikr and you can do silent dhikr and see the difference, which you understand and consider your sins are being eliminated and your batin inner state is being purified. Alhamdulillah, then accept and embrace that treatment, that cure. Do you understand the point? So I've explained this all to you. Alhamdulillah. So in this is nothing to be afraid of or hesitate. The walis of Allah, pious predecessors who passed in history, they are not innovators. They're not bidatis. Everything they did was according to Sharia. So why is this done, all of this? For this reason, so that we can attain ihsan. The level of ihsan. What a great hadith that's in front of us. What is Islam? What is Iman? What is ihsan? This is the authentic hadith. The Prophet ﷺ taught us. So we have to implement all these three things, or you're not going to do them. Should we leave ihsan? So it's necessary to attain ihsan. What is the rank of ihsan? That whatever you do, you should feel that you can see Allah. So this is the feeling of observation, that we can feel that we can see Allah. This is observation. So in muraqabah, you can attain the observation, the sight. That's why it's a cure. Mushahidat, people observe. They get that experience. The second stage, if you can't feel that whenever you are worshipping or doing good deeds that you can see Allah, then at least minimum you should arouse this level that Allah is watching you. So when you develop this feeling within you through muraqabah, meditation, that Allah is watching me, then after that, will you in the darkness look at dirty pictures in the darkness? In the phone? On the phone? Screen? So then when you've got that recognition that I'm lying, Allah is watching me, will you lie after that? The question does not arise. This is called the rank of ihsan. And nobody works hard to get this. We don't work hard, then in the grave you will find out. In the grave you will find out that hard work, those who worked hard and didn't, they'll find out in the grave. It's not a, we're not let off this. We're not free to leave this. Understand ihsan. Study Bukhari. Say al-Bukhari, you'll understand that what is ihsan. Anyhow, these few points came in my heart. I'm not capable, and I've just sat at the feet of the pious predecessors, our mashaykh. So I have learned these things. I'll share them with you. I'm not a pious person. I'm not a sheikh. I'm a student just like you, alhamdulillah. So, mashallah, you are hundreds, thousands of times better than me in taqwa and all other ways. But because maybe you don't know these things, and we are in the era of fitna in the masjid, we do dhikr outside. Ulama, respected scholars come, and muftis come, and they look. So obviously fitna is there. Disorders, their confusions are there, things come to your mind. Why are they doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are they bowing their necks, sit down there? Why are they not speaking? Why are they silent? Why are they not saying anything? So when you go to the Umrah, then mashallah, nobody will allow you to do Muraqabah. As soon as you lower your neck, the Shurta will come behind the police and they give you a pat on the back. What's going on here? What are you doing? Aish! What are you doing? They get upset that why are you lowering your head and what are you thinking? That this is bidah, this is innovation, they say. So here, when the fitnas arise in the generation, that every person considers himself better and right, then in this era of fitna, disorder, confusion, trials, tribulations, then definitely we need the protection of our iman. You'll have understood, inshallah, this path that you are following is not wrong, it's strong, it's according to Quran and Sharia. And those people whose hands we have taken, their guidance, they are great followers of the sunnah. That in my life, I'm telling the truth. The true Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, I've not seen anyone else in my life following the Sunnah more than him. All my life I spent, not one action in his life was opposed or away from the Sunnah at all, never. Never. I spent time with him in Madinat al-Manawwara, in Makkah al-Mukarramah. In my life I spent time with him. But not one action of my Shaykh did I see that was away from ittiba and obedience to the Sunnah. So tell me, that person who does muraqabah 2-3 hours, will it be an innovator? Bidati? Will not get nur and light from his company? In their light, if I sat, this unworthy person sat in his company, and I'm sat in this country where there's no iman, and I've started this work of the deen, how much light is spread? So was he a bidati innovator, my sheikh? These are waswasa, evil temptations of shaitan, that he wants to prevent us from following the right path. And he develops waswasa, evil temptations, wrong temptations. But definitely look towards your guide, your teacher. Does he maintain, follow the sunnah? There is no action of his is against and away from the sunnah? Impossible, such a great deen. Then how will he tell us to do an action that is away from the deen? So understand then your mistake. Hopefully these few words that I have shared with you, you will have understood. So now let's do muraqabah inshallah, meditation. Let's go towards muraqabah. Close your eyes. And that tariqah method that I've explained to you, according to that, remember Allah.